From Washington, this is VOA News. A British murder investigation points a finger of accusation against Vladimir Putin. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy turned dissident who was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin and describing him, among other things, as a pedophile. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman on Thursday, announced his year-long inquiry had confirmed that the Russian state was responsible for the November 2006 poisoning of Litvinenko, carried out by two Russian agents at the Millennium Hotel in central London, just a few meters from the U.S. Embassy. VOA's London correspondent Luis Ramirez has more from London.
The report says that President Vladimir Putin probably approved the assassination of Litvinenko, which happened in 2006 when he met with two Russian agents at a hotel in central London. The allegation, which is now conclusive, is pretty much proven by British investigators, was that they laced his tea with a highly toxic radioactive substance known as radioactive polonium. This resulted in contamination of the hotel, and the contamination pretty much spread across the streets of London, wherever Mr. Litvinenko was after that moment. He fell ill very quickly, died 23 days later.
In Moscow, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said, "We regret that a purely criminal case has been politicized and has darkened the general atmosphere of bilateral relations." This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be no fundamental delay in the international talks on Syria's political future beginning next week. Kerry met Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Asked if he was concerned by persistent reports about delays due to disagreements over which opposition groups will take part and whether this might slow the momentum for peace in Syria, Kerry told reporters, "When you say a delay, it may be a day or two for invitations to those attending, but there is not going to be a fundamental delay." Speaking before his talks with Netanyahu, Kerry said the process of the talks will begin in Geneva on Monday, January 25th. Pakistan says a deadly assault on a university in the northwestern city on Wednesday was being controlled from a location in Afghanistan through an Afghan cell phone by a fugitive member of the Pakistani Taliban. Army spokesman Asim Bajwa released details of Pakistan's investigation into the attack Thursday. He says Pakistan's military chief, General Rahil Sharif, telephoned the Afghan leadership and the commander of NATO's Afghan mission and asked for the cooperation in locating and targeting those responsible for what he called this heinous act and bring them to justice. Pakistan alleges that leaders and commanders of the anti-state Taliban militants have taken refuge on the Afghan side of the border after fleeing army-led counterinsurgency operations. Officials have previously also blamed these fugitives for planning cross-border attacks in Pakistan. A deadly Taliban suicide bombing against Afghanistan's leading private media group, Tolo News, has created severe domestic and international outrage and is being widely condemned as an assault on freedom of speech. This happened in a western part of Kabul Wednesday evening when a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into a minibus transporting employees of the TV station from work to their homes. The blast killed at least 7 people and wounded 24 others. The victims included women and children. Speaking to reporters in Kabul Thursday, Afghan's Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui said the attack is under investigation and promised to enhance security of media professionals in consultation with their organizations. In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner expressed the U.S. dismay.
Freedom of the press is a cornerstone to democracy. And despite such attacks, the vibrant media landscape that has developed in Afghanistan over the past 14 years will endure.
The Taliban claimed responsibility for the violence, saying it was meant to punish Tolo TV for broadcasting anti-Afghan and anti-Taliban programs. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.